7:12, and I call the planning and development portion of tonight's Wednesday, July 11, 2018, public hearing to order. We will start with the committee members, if they want to introduce themselves for the recording. Yep, start with you, the government, sorry.
John Poole, District 20 Supervisor.
Mike Skolitsky, County Board Supervisor, District 90.
Andy Bueller, Director of Planning and Development.
Zachary Rodriguez, Supervisor, District 8.
Mark Rodriguez, Supervisor, District 21.
April Webb, Planning Office.
And Aaron Decker, District 22, Chair of the Committee. Legal posting in the paper?
The agenda was posted in the Commission News as a Class 2 notice on June 28th and July 3rd.
Thank you, Andy. So we will begin with item number 6 on the agenda.
Item number 6 is the review and possible approval of an ordinance amendments to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. The proposed text changes will modify existing sections and add new sections to better reflect accepted standards and practices and to codify existing policies.
Thank you, Andy. And because the county is the petitioner, there is no one to speak forward unless, Andy, you want to speak on it a little bit.
Sure. So basically, in summary, the Planning Development Office has been working for a couple of years on assembling many different aspects of the ordinance that we felt were outdated or areas that were missing or needed clarification or other areas that we constantly received questions about, and the ordinance wasn't explicit enough to help the petitioners or the property owners or developers. And so through the years, there has also been a series of policies that we've created to help assist staff when the ordinance is not black and white into handling specific subjects. And so those are all the things that we worked on to accomplish, and that's what's coming before the committee tonight. With all the different areas that are being affected, basically 22 from the summary list, and that's kind of the gist of it.
Thank you, Andy. Does the committee have any questions? I know we discussed this thoroughly yesterday at the work session, so. Seeing none, even though there's no public here, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? You want to state the towns?
I do. So the town of Brighton met and approved the text amendments on July 9th. The town of Paris did so on June 26th. The town of Randall did so on June 28th. And the town of Wheatland did so on July 9th.
And Andy, did you want to say anything about these amendments that we discussed yesterday and have typed up in front of us?
Yes, thank you. So in before you, based upon the comments yesterday, our items 1, 2, and 3 to deal with the request on our behalf for number 1 to add windows as part of the site plan for building materials that will help with the 50% requirement with stone and masonry. Then item 2 has 2 parts, which is the removal of flashing signs and the removal of signs containing or comprised of bare bulbs, with discussions of the committee yesterday, which I think were good comments to make and are good changes. Number 3 was based upon some additional conversations we had with Supervisor Poole and a person that does building, regards to concerns that when the building started to get large enough that the height might not quite work, even though we changed how height is measured. And so I had further conversations about this, and we worked out some of the dimensions, and it became evident that it wasn't going to work at 20 feet. And so we would be proposing buildings that are larger than 3,000 square feet to then be allowed to go up to 24 feet in height, and that's a measurement of greater the last item, number four, basically came from the town of Wheatland on Monday when they held this. They had some concerns in regards to the 1965 date because they actually have an event barn that received a temporary use permit and would then be applying next year for a CUP, and the building is later than 1965, and they really want to support this, and so we changed the wording so that the requirement wasn't in the title, but was actually a condition and left it up to the town to be able to waive it or not if they were able to come across enough just cause to waive such a requirement. But we felt we needed to leave it in because of the discussions that we had previously with the towns. It was an item that they all agreed on was something that they felt was important. So we'll allow the towns to make that call.
Thank you, Andy.
Make a motion to approve the amendments to the ordinance, however, including those provisions just recently highlighted by Mr. Bueller.
Sorry.
No,
you
including
want,
the amendments.
You would want to make a motion to approve the ordinance with the amendments as stated.
Correct.
Okay, that's what you meant?
Yes.
Okay.
Approve the ordinance as submitted with the amendments just discussed.
Okay.
Included.
I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Poole. Any discussion or comments from the committee members? Supervisor Rodriguez?
Yeah, I'll support this tonight, but I still disagree with section 12.09-2, not all of it, but certain provisions contained in it, but I'll be voting in support of it tonight.
Thank you, Supervisor Rodriguez. Anyone else?
Do you think
that means
you have any questions?
No. All right, seeing that, all those in favor, youth, say aye. Okay, committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 7 on the agenda.
Item number 7 is a review and possible approval of an ordinance amendment to the text of Kenosha County Stormwater Management, Erosion Control, and Illicit Discharge Ordinance. The proposed text will allow alternate forms of financial assurance than what currently exists. So in regards to that, I'll just pull it up on the screen. Currently, the ordinance, red and green isn't showing up here, but in any case, the ordinance would only allow as financial assurance irrevocable letter of credit. The amendment is to allow cash or bond, and then we didn't talk about this yesterday, but basically there's an amendment to remove the town of Salem from the ordinance because the town of Salem is now Salem Lakes and a village, and they have their own stormwater ordinance.
Thank you, Andy. Does the committee have any questions? Seeing none, again, public hearing. So is there anyone here to speak in favor of the petition? Anyone for the petition? Seeing none, anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Seeing none, Andy, anything from the towns?
No, this was an item that is not required for review before the towns.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve the amendment to the existing ordinance as submitted.
Sorry.
I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Poole. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote? Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Yes.
All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Okay, so we have one nay, right?
Yep.
Supervisor Nordigan, you voted in favor?
I did.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. All right, motion passes. Number 8, approval of the minutes.
Approved.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the minutes by Supervisor Nordigan and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Minutes are approved. Citizen comments. Seeing no citizens, we will move on. Number 10, any other business allowed by law? Andy?
We do have two items for an August comprehensive plan change amendment and a rezone for the same property with a certified survey map.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Solitsky and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez to adjourn. Meeting governance, how do you vote?
Yes.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Yes.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. We are adjourned.